And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced yesterday it's giving final approval to the Libby Superfund asbestos cleanup program. Work to clean up the town started about 15 years ago. Nick Rains, manager of the Lincoln County Asbestos Resource Program, says the final approval is more ceremonial than anything.
There's not a lot of groundbreaking news in it, but it is a fairly big milestone for both the EPA and I think the community here. I think it's the first big step in wrapping things up in Libby as far as the asbestos Superfund site goes.
An EPA risk assessment last year found that the cleanup of almost 2,300 properties in Libby and nearby Troy had significantly reduced asbestos exposure risks, but contaminated material remains in the walls of many houses and about 700 properties have yet to be investigated. The EPA estimates that final cleanup work will take another 2 to 3 years. An electric utility serving 26,000 homes and businesses in eastern Montana is scaling back a proposed 21% rate increase. Montana Dakota Utility spokesman Mark Hansen said the company planned to file a new application late Monday seeking an increase of just over 13%. It would be phased in over 2 years and cost residential customers an average $6.38 per month. The change resulted from MDU's negotiations with the Montana Consumer Council and a group representing large utility customers that had objected to the original increase. The Montana Public Service Commission is scheduled to hold a hearing on the rate hike beginning today in Glendive. Commissioners rejected an interim rate hike for the utility in December. State officials are seeking public comment on a proposed gold mining project just north of the Yellowstone National Park border. Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the Montana Department of Environmental Quality has announced that it's now accepting public input on an application from Crevis Mining Group. The company, based out of Spokane, is looking to search for gold on Crevis Mountain near the town of Jardine. The company's application says the exploration project would cost about $1.1 million and disturb 7 acres of surface. The project has already faced opposition from the Park County Environmental Council, which has expressed concern over the exploration turning into a large-scale gold mine and the effects on wildlife. The state will conduct an environmental analysis after receiving the public's feedback. Governor Steve Bullock was in Great Falls yesterday to launch the job training component of Montana's Medicaid expansion. He was joined at Great Falls Job Service by Republican Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, who helped Bullock gain enough Republican votes in the legislature to pass Medicaid expansion last year. A prior attempt failed in 2013. Buttrey says the job training component in Montana's Medicaid expansion will eventually lead to people being less dependent on the government as Medicaid recipients get healthy and find work.
Finally, a state comes forth with a solution that recognizes people have to be healthy, physically and mentally, off addictions, and need the proper career tools to be successful and financially independent.
Buttrey says what happens to Montana's Medicaid expansion when it expires in 2020 could depend on the success of the job assistance program announced yesterday. It's estimated that some 70,000 Montanans are now eligible for the new, more generous Medicaid benefits. They're available to anyone making about $16,000 a year or less. So far, more than 27,000 Montanans have enrolled in Montana's expanded Medicaid program. A man who was shot by Kalispell police has been charged with felony assault on a peace officer. The Flathead Beacon reports 30-year-old Ryan Pengele was charged Thursday for allegedly pointing a rifle at two officers in his home January 12th. He was struck 4 times. The officers were called to his home to check on the welfare of his mother. When they tried to take her into custody, she resisted and Pengele emerged from a bedroom with the rifle. Investigators say he told them the officers didn't give him enough time to drop the weapon. He added that had he known there were police officers, he would have put the gun down immediately. Pengele served 2 tours in Iraq and 1 in Afghanistan in the U.S. Army and earned several medals. A plea deal has been reached in the case of an Evergreen man charged with killing his girlfriend's toddler son. The Flathead Beacon reports 22-year-old Brandon Walter Lee Newberry is expected to enter an Alford plea tomorrow to mitigated homicide. An Alford plea doesn't admit guilt, but concedes there is enough evidence for a conviction. Newberry had previously pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide in the February 2015 death of 2-year-old Forrest Groeschel. He was expected to go to trial next month. Court documents say the toddler died of a laceration of the small intestine after being hit multiple times in the stomach. Police say Newberry told them that he had been roughhousing with the child days before his death. Prosecutors have agreed to recommend a 40-year prison sentence. Former State Representative Champ Edmonds of Missoula has announced he's ending his campaign for state auditor and is endorsing fellow Republican Matt Rosendale from Glendive. Rosendale, who is the Senate Majority Leader, announced his plans to run for the office Friday. Democrat Jesse Laslovich is also seeking the office. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports Laslovich has raised more than $138,000 and spent just under $15,000, leaving nearly $124,000 in the bank. Laslovich has worked for the past 5 years as chief counsel for current auditor Monica Lindeen. Term limits prohibit her from seeking re-election. Montana will let high school juniors take the ACT instead of smarter balanced exams to fulfill national testing mandates this year. The Billings Gazette reports the superintendent of public instruction, Denise Juno, announced the change when releasing results from the glitch-prone smarter balanced exams. Some State Board of Public Education members criticized Juno in January for not communicating with them first, but the board still backed Juno's plan at its Thursday meeting. The ACT is typically used as an indicator of college readiness. The exam isn't aligned to Montana standards like the Smarter Balance tests are. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.